For a free Wi-Fi hotspot? Does your day-to-day routine leave you internet-deprived? Wish you could carry a wireless router around in your pocket? Well, you can either get a very long extension cord or check out Thumb Cellular's MiFi option. The MiFi is a small device about the size of a credit card that allows you to take an internet hotspot with you on the go anywhere in the country without having to pay for multiple connections. For as low as $35 a month, you can get double the data, a free MiFi unit, and a free 7-inch tablet when you sign up for service now through the end of the year. You don't even have to pick a favorite device to use the service for, since the Thumb Cellular MiFi unit can connect to up to 5 devices at any one time. You can also get a USB modem or a Netgear router that has a larger and more powerful antenna for use in your home or business, especially in areas where other internet services are less than dependable. Ask for more information about the MiFi hotspot at your nearest Thumb Cellular location. Terms of service apply.
Welcome back to Cruise 102.1. Getting ready here for the second quarter action. North Huron with the lead by 2, 15-13 against the Ubbly Bearcats in high school boys basketball action here at North Huron High School. Eddie Fear here along with Eric Eiding and Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune, sports editor on vacation.
Moonlighting. We are starting the second quarter, and Morrell ends up with the ball. Passes to the right, back to Morrell. Morrell driving it. Little bit of a height advantage. He's 6'9" and missed. Nick Goretzky comes up with it, and some aggressive defense by Ubbly. So it looks like Nick Goretzky is going to take that ball out of bounds. That's a second foul for Ubbly, the first for North Huron.
You know, it's been a high-paced game throughout the first quarter, and there's 2 fouls on Ubbly, only 1 foul on North Huron so far.
Brandon Moore with the nice pass into number 12, Strzeski. And I got to say, he has some great field vision.
17-13, your score. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. North Huron with the lead.
Burton with it now for Ubbly. Passed it to Morrell. Morrell still around the 3-point line. Shot that one. Missed, but rebounded by Ubbly. Number 24 with it. Damon Irvine missed it. And Tim Ives comes up with the ball for North Huron. Decides to back it out. Passes it to Strzeski.
Whoops.
And a little bit of miscommunication thrown out of bounds by Strzeski. Ubbly's ball.
7 minutes to go here in the second quarter of this first half. 17-13 North Huron with the lead against Ubbly in this Friday night game. A lot of Friday night games going on tonight, surprisingly.
And you'll hear a little bit about those games. Jeff Wright now into Trent Morrell. Morrell still around the 3-point line to number 22, Kurt Kabaki. Kurt Kabaki shoots, passes it out, actually, to number 12, Jeffrey Wright. Jeffrey Wright with the long two from the left side. 17-15, North Huron leads it. Kyle Kaysen to driving in against the big man, shot it, missed. Got his own rebound, shot it again, though. And looks like a loose ball fight.
And it looks like he scrambled for a fumble there, huh?
Well, they're all football players, and they went into a fumble drill.
Well, I guess that's what you got to do. Jump ball, and I believe possession is going to North Huron.
I thought the last one went to Ubbly, but North Huron, yeah.
But North Huron gets it. Brandon Moore with it up top, pass it to Tim Ives on the left.
Oh, Tim Ives with a really bad turnover.
We've seen some back-to-back turnovers just in this corner right in front of our table here already by North Huron.
That was just slippery hands. He tried grasping it, but
I think he was going to try a one-handed pass there and just lost control of it.
Every time Brandon Moore picks up that ball and aims it towards our table, I'm a little
duck.
Yeah, I hope that person catches it because he's got quite the arm. Right now with it for Ubbly, passes it to Kabaki on the left. Shot it, missed it. Kyle Case came up with it really fast.
Oh, Morrell with a nice recovery block.
Good play by North Huron driving it, but when you're 6'9", taking on a 6-foot guy, that's a little bit of a height advantage.
Yeah, and he used it.
Easily blocked, though. So North Huron gets the ball with the out-of-bounds play. Brandon Moore driving it. And this is when being big does not help. Trenton Morrell with his first foul.
Brandon Moore is literally giving away a foot to Trenton. And Brandon Moore giving away a foot to Trenton Morrell. 5'9" against 6'9".
It's like Gandalf and the Hobbits out there.
Yes.
You shall not pass. Anyways.
First free throw is a miss. Brian Moore.
Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore getting set to shoot his second. A couple subs for Ubley. Number 14, Burton takes a seat as number 22, Kirk Bakke, comes out for him.
I think 14 is going to stay. Yeah.
That's right.
Second free throw is a miss. Rebound Ubley, 17-15. North Heron hanging on to the lead with under six to go here in the first half.
Jonathan Bisher, with that. And Ubley goes the other way. Wright drives it and got the nice roll.
And that's a big two-pointer because it ties it up with 5:44 to go here.
Justin Clark with it, passes it to Kyle Case on the outside. Comes up with the rebound, though, as Kyle Case shot it. Brandon Moore with it now for North Huron. Got it tipped away. And this is basketball, gentlemen, on the floor.
You are seeing some hard banging bodies out there on the floor there, Paul.
Brandon Moore is a football player, and he's just playing basketball.
Yeah, it's really tough to come out of that, but Brandon Moore gets his first foul. And he was definitely going for the ball, so it was.
It was a good foul, though. Stopped the fast break.
It sure did.
Clean foul.
Tied up 17-17, 5.5 to go here in the first half.
Burton with it, passes to Wright around the right three, shot it, missed. And Clark grabbed it, but got it tipped away by Ubley. A quick shot, but Kyle Case comes up with that rebound. Kyle Case driving the other way to Kaczynski.
Oh, Kaczynski Morrell.
Shot it, and Morrell.
He just sent it to the fifth row.
Said no, sir, and sent it into the bleachers. I gotta say, when I was playing, that was always hard to come up with against somebody like that. North Huron with it now. Clark passes it to Nick Goretzky, and Nick Goretzky just happened to drag his feet.
Well, he had fake, but drug that foot and
just can't do that.
Moonwalk is not allowed on the floor.
I would like to see by North Huron, I'd like to see Austin Rice back. I thought that was a strong lineup, Rice in the lineup to counteract Morrell.
That puts a little bit of pressure.
Because right now, Case is matched up against Morrell, and he's giving away.
But
Case is giving away 8 inches.
You speak about it, Trent Morrell had it. Kyle Case blocked it. Good play by Kyle Case on the other end. Kyle Case now on the offensive end, and another good play when you block it and come back and score the points. That's 19-17, North Huron leading it.
That was a reverse layup too. Tough shot against Morrell underneath the basket.
Kyle Case playing very well. Jeffrey Wright on the other end for Ubley, dragged his foot. The second travel we've seen in about a minute, so North Huron's gonna come up with the ball.
19-17, the Warriors with the lead against the Bearcats, and two fouls for the Warriors, three for Ubley so far.
Justin Clark driving against three Ubley players, missed it, but Morrell comes up with the rebound for Ubley.
Okay, Clark's gotta put that one down, that's a wide open layup.
Austin Burton for, actually that's Jeffrey Wright for three on the other end for Ubley, taking the lead 20-19.
Taking the lead for the first time since the 3 minute mark in the first quarter too.
Strzeski into Case on the right side, back to Strzeski, looking to set up the offense. Got it tipped away, I think. Passes it to Nick Goretzky. Nick Goretzky all the way across to Kaczynski. Kaczynski shoots it, missed. Tipped out of bounds by Morrell.
20-19, Ubley with the lead after that three-pointer for them to take the one-point lead. 3:40 to go here in the first half.
And Clark is gonna take a seat as well as Kaczynski as Austin Rice comes in.
Yeah, Austin Rice and Tim Ives are gonna check in. We're gonna get a timeout here.
30 seconds.
20-19, Ubley with the lead against North Huron.
After the holidays, we usually want to shed a few pounds, and that's where Ubley Family Fitness Center comes in. They have cardio and strength machines, an infrared sauna for weight loss and therapeutic healing, a Tanner, and a WeFit for kids. Membership entitles you to use the facilities when it's convenient for you and as often as you want, 24/7. They have flexible membership plans from 1 month to 1 year for individuals, couples, and the entire family, with special rates for students and seniors. New this year at Ubley Family Fitness Center, personal trainer Sarah Frenzel's offering Turbo Kick classes. For class schedules and details, click on classes at UbleyFamilyFitness.com. Sign up Monday through Friday at the Lori Messing CPA office next door.
High school boys basketball action, 20-19. Ubley with the lead against North Huron, 3:40 to go here in the first half.
North Huron passed it in to Kyle Case. Kyle Case all the way to Tim Ives on the top of the key. Tim Ives looking to set up the offense. Passed it though, got it tipped away by Ubley, going to stay here.
I like how these guys are